Isn't it wonderful to be here today? It's wonderful to see all the smiling faces. The extended family are here. The grandbabies are all here. It is wonderful. I'll close us with a prayer and then with a benediction. Dear God and Father, forgive our foolish ways. Father, we pray that you soften the hearts of those in this world who strive to bring death and destruction to the innocence of this world. Father, we pray for our enemies that they may see Jesus and his saving power. Father, we pray for the world's leaders that they may long for peace. Father, we pray for our nation's leaders. We pray that you give them wisdom to make godly decisions, decisions that would unify us, one nation, under God, indivisible. Father, we pray for our men and women in the armed forces who are in harm's way. Please give them a peaceful night's rest, and may your peace that passes all understanding surround them and their family and loved ones until they return home. Father, continue to bless this church family, and we pray for your wisdom in all we do. Father, most of all, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has risen. It's his name we pray. Amen. Our Lord and Savior is alive. He has conquered death and invites us to follow him in that victory. So arise and walk as a resurrected people. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Go in peace.